if you're in a isolated enough location that we wouldn't know that they're still there.
The Tasmanian devil is, and I've seen them before in zoos.
Is it?
But they are endangered. I think what you're referring to is the Tasmanian tiger or the thylacine.
Yes.
Which I also discussed that with Kate on our cryptids episode, which was so much fun. Shout out to Strange Animals Podcast. Give it a listen. Kate's a lovely human being. There is a guy now who's going to go out into rural Tasmania to try to actually, he's confident that he could find proof of the continued existence of the Tasmanian tiger. Because Tasmania is a really rural, I've never been, I haven't been there yet. It's not connected by land to the rest of Australia. It's on an island, but it is really rural and covered in forest. So theoretically something could still exist there. And it wasn't that long that Tasmanian tigers died out. We have them on camera. Like, we have, like, footage of them in captivity from the 20s. So it hasn't been that long. I really hope they still exist. That would be,
amazing. Yeah, it'd be so cool. So my next story goes back to the American Revolutionary War. And this is from the Associated Press by, the author is only given as Ridgefield. From what I can find on the article. And this is...
Maybe a pen name?
Hmm?
Maybe a nom de plume?
A nom de plume? Yes. Or they just put his last name and there's no connecting first name. So, Oh, wait, no, I messed up. The skeletal remains in Ridgefield, Connecticut, are thought to belong to revolutionary soldiers. So, more bones.
So, this is from my hometown, essentially.
Yes. So, in a basement of an 18th century house being renovated in Connecticut, they discovered several skeletal remains, and they're like, through dating and stuff, they were like, okay, this could be Revolutionary War, which New England loves it. They're like, let's put it up everywhere, we'll put a plaque, we'll put a sign, we'll put a banner.
I mean, I think Connecticut's like vacation motto is still revolutionary. Yeah. I mean, Connecticut's having a moment. It popped up in a famous, Hartford popped up in a famous anime recently.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like with really detailed, accurate artwork of the city. Anyways, go on.
So, Connecticut Office of State Archaeology was notified through the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner about several skeletal remains found under the Ridgefield home in December 2nd, as the News Times of Danbury reported. And so they're like, okay, we'll send out some archaeologists, as you should do. So Nicholas Bellatoni continued excavations and got two more skeletons. I don't know how many were originally found or they just found bones. They wasn't really clear. It seems like they found a total of three, robust male men, adult men, lying in an east-west orientation in the ground that appears to be haphazardly dug, unquote. So that's from the archaeologist. They were probably militiamen, and his team believes that they were probably revolutionary soldiers based on five buttons found at the spot. There was no weapons found in the grave at all. So, but I mean, if you think about the Revolutionary War in America, kind of makes sense. Weapons were valuable. You're not going to bury them with them. You're like,
no,
we can't import these anymore.
Reuse them. So Ridgefield, because I look